I'm Joe Palca. This is Day to Day. Some travel industry experts are wondering if U.S. Airways can survive what the struggling airline has called an operational meltdown over the holiday weekend. Flight cancellations and lost baggage ruined the weekend for thousands of travelers on U.S. Airways and the Delta Airlines subsidiary Comair. Joining me is Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Hi, Bob.
Hello there.
Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta is launching an investigation into what happened. What's he planning to do about it?
Well, first off, he says he wants to see that this kind of thing doesn't happen again. Even now, we're hearing that some people still are waiting to see Santa's bag delivered 3 days after Christmas, people who packed their packages inside their luggage that was then lost. But U.S. Airways reports it has reunited most of its customers with its bags. The big headache for still others is the ripple effect that all those weekend flight cancellations had throughout the system. And Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta says he wants the airlines to learn from these situations. Specifically, the government is promising a full review into whether the big carriers are living up to customer service commitments they made 5 years ago. Among other promises back in 1999, they agreed to give travelers better information about flight delays, a commitment that they made to head off stricter regulations by Congress. Well, once again this past weekend, passengers were often told that weather was a primary factor for the problems, but the Transportation Secretary points out other major carriers didn't have weather-related problems over the weekend.
So U.S. Airways is trying to emerge from bankruptcy protection. How might these problems affect those plans?
Yeah, this comes at an extremely precarious time for U.S. Airways. It's facing crucial deadlines in the coming weeks to make further cuts in labor costs and persuade its various lenders to give it more time. Well, some industry analysts say this by itself shouldn't cause U.S. Airways to liquidate. But this episode was enough to convince other experts it's all over. One often quoted travel specialist, Terry Tripler, says they've alienated customers with one of the worst baggage foul-ups he's seen in 36 years in the business. And he says, stick a fork in them, they're done.
And briefly, anything new on the Comair computer problems that scrapped all their flights over the weekend?
A Comair spokesman says the carrier was already planning to replace its computerized scheduling system with one that can handle more transactions, but that system isn't set to come online until mid-January. Of course, in many cases with the airlines on a financial tightrope, it comes down to cost versus benefit. Just so happens today in the Marketplace newsroom, by the way, we're taking a look back at the year that was in the ever-so-turbulent airline industry.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.